Are financial seminars an outdated marketing solution? Staying relevant and effective in your financial advisor marketing strategies is more important now than ever. Seminars have been essential for financial advisors for many years. Financial seminars help you communicate with clients, explain complex information, and establish trust. These in-person events have long served as a primary method for client acquisition, education, and relationship building. However, the landscape of client engagement is rapidly changing. With the advent of digital technology and shifting consumer preferences, how people seek information and interact with professionals has transformed significantly. Today's consumers are more digitally savvy and enjoy the convenience and flexibility of accessing information online. So the question is, are financial advisor seminars becoming outdated solutions? Are they still effectively achieving their intended goals, or have more modern, efficient methods surpassed them? Let's review the pros and cons of financial seminars and determine if they are still useful or need to be updated. Shifting consumer preferences. Despite the advantages of traditional seminars, there has been a noticeable shift in consumer preferences. The digital age has revolutionized how people consume information and interact with professionals, introducing new dynamics that financial advisors must navigate to stay effective. One of the most significant changes is the rise of digital consumption. Webinars, podcasts, and online courses have become popular alternatives to in-person seminars, offering flexibility. These digital formats allow clients to learn at their own pace and on their schedule. Social media has also transformed the landscape of client engagement. Platforms like LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram provide financial advisors with powerful tools to reach a broader audience. Advisors can share insights, updates, and educational content through these platforms, fostering ongoing interaction with their audience. Interacting with clients and prospects by commenting, messaging, and hosting live sessions creates a more dynamic relationship. This approach is more effective than traditional seminars because it enables ongoing interaction. Continuous engagement helps to strengthen connections with clients and prospects. Does this mean they are outdated? No, far from it. Even in the digital age, financial seminars remain a highly viable and profitable marketing strategy. Statistics indicate that financial advisor seminars remain highly effective for generating leads, even with the growth of digital marketing. These seminars continue to attract and engage potential clients. They provide a valuable opportunity for advisors to showcase their expertise and build trust with attendees. As a result, many advisors still rely on seminars as a key component of their marketing strategy. These in-person events provide a unique opportunity for financial advisors that digital marketing simply can't. Let's dig in. The benefits of financial advisors hosting seminars. 1. The human touch. One of the most compelling reasons why financial seminars remain valuable is the irreplaceable human touch they offer. In a digital world, face-to-face interaction can be a powerful differentiator. Seminars provide a unique opportunity for financial advisors to connect personally with their clients and prospects. This personal interaction builds trust and rapport in ways that virtual meetings and online content cannot fully replicate. Meeting with an advisor in person lets clients see and hear their passion and expertise. This can help strengthen relationships and loyalty. 2. Deep engagement and focus. In-person seminars allow for deeper engagement and focus, which is often harder to achieve in a digital setting. Attendees are physically present and removed from the distractions of their everyday environment. This setting encourages active participation, attentive listening, and meaningful dialogue. Seminars cover financial topics in depth. Attendees can ask questions, discuss, and fully understand the material. This high level of involvement is beneficial for teaching clients complicated financial strategies. It also helps to motivate them to follow through with their financial plans. 3. Personalized interaction. Seminars offer personalized interaction that is difficult to achieve through digital channels alone. Advisors can tailor their presentations to fit the audience's needs and concerns. They can adjust their approach depending on the feedback and questions they receive. This special touch makes the seminar more educational and helps attendees feel appreciated and understood. 4. Lead generation. One of the primary benefits of hosting seminars is their effectiveness in lead generation. People who attend seminars are usually interested in financial advice or solutions, so they are considered high-quality leads. Seminars also offer opportunities for immediate lead generation. Advisors can collect contact information in different ways. They can use sign-up sheets, feedback forms, or interactive features like live polls and Q&A sessions. This information is crucial for maintaining communication and forming connections with potential customers. It can be used to send personalized emails, make phone calls, or invite them to events. 5. Building trust. Trust is a fundamental component of the advisor-client relationship, and hosting financial seminars can significantly enhance trust-building efforts. By presenting complex financial information in an accessible and understandable way, advisors can demonstrate their expertise and reliability. Answering questions in real time and addressing concerns directly can reassure attendees of the advisor's competence and dedication. This tool makes the advisor more relatable, going beyond just digital communication and building a stronger sense of trust. Consumer preferences are changing to digital, but traditional seminars are still important for financial advisors. Despite the rise of webinars, podcasts, and social media engagement, seminars should not be discarded as outdated. Instead, they should be viewed as complementary to digital strategies, offering unique benefits that remain highly relevant and effective. Building a multi-channel strategy. Rather than viewing seminars and digital engagement as mutually exclusive, financial advisors should integrate both into a cohesive, multi-channel marketing strategy. Mixing in-person and virtual interactions can improve client engagement by offering a more thorough and efficient approach. For instance, seminars can be supplemented with follow-up webinars, online resources, and social media interactions to maintain ongoing communication and support. This integrated strategy leverages the benefits of both formats, providing clients with a rich and varied engagement experience. 1. Enhanced accessibility. One of the primary advantages of hybrid models is enhanced accessibility. Financial advisors can cater to a broader audience by offering in-person and virtual attendance options. Clients have the option to attend seminars either in person or virtually. This choice can be based on their preferences or constraints, such as location, time, or health. Attending virtually allows clients to participate in seminars without being physically present. This can be beneficial for those who are unable to travel or have health concerns. 2. Increased engagement. Hybrid models also facilitate increased engagement by incorporating more interactive elements. Live streaming seminars with online participation can enhance the experience for all attendees. Virtual participants can ask questions, join polls, and have focused discussions in breakout sessions through chat functions. These interactive features help the audience stay engaged. They also provide advisors with instant feedback. This allows advisors to make adjustments to their presentations in real time. The hybrid format allows for recorded sessions, so attendees can watch them later if they miss the live event. This feature lets people access the content at any time. It remains useful even after the seminar ends. 3. Personalization and follow-up. Hybrid models also enable more personalized follow-up and engagement post-seminar. With detailed data on attendee behavior and preferences, advisors can segment their target audience and provide tailored follow-up communications. For instance, attendees interested in specific topics can receive additional resources or invitations to related webinars. This personalized approach helps maintain the momentum generated during the seminar and nurtures leads more effectively. Virtual components such as online forums, social media groups, and email newsletters can help advisors and clients stay connected. These tools can enhance communication and foster a stronger relationship. By utilizing these platforms, advisors can maintain a continuous dialogue with their clients. This can ultimately lead to a more solid bond between the two parties. Conclusion. While digital consumption has transformed the landscape of client engagement, financial advisor seminars remain an effective tool. By incorporating financial seminars into a broader, multi-channel strategy, financial advisors can ensure they continue to meet the diverse needs of their clients and thrive in a digital age. Seminars are not dead, they are evolving and remain essential to a holistic client engagement strategy.